What is the situation with U.S.-Pakistan relations right now?
Well, United States is a very important country for Pakistan. This relationship is one of the highest foreign policy priorities for my country. The relationship can be viewed at two levels. At the government-to-government level, the relationship has seen its ups and downs. Presently also there are some misunderstandings which we are trying to sort out, and we do hope that it will all work out. At the people-to-people level, however, contacts have continued, and we are very proud of the content of that relationship for the last 70 years.
The misunderstandings that you refer to, which ones are they?
I think the situation in Afghanistan, where the security situation is deteriorating, there is a feeling here in the United States as if Pakistan could be responsible for that. And I have made it my mission to inform that the ground reality is different. The security situation in Afghanistan is deteriorating. The territory under the control of Afghan National Security Forces is limited, according to U.S. Own reports like SIGAR's report. It is 44% territory which is not in the government control. Likewise, there are reports of corruption. There are reports of green on green attacks, growing green on blue attacks. Again, all these coming from SIGAR. And there is also a huge drug trade, an area bigger than Rhode Island State is under cultivation of opium, according to a UNODC report. Now, these are major issues which have created a situation in Afghanistan. Pakistan does not support Taliban or Haqqanis. We believe that they are Afghans. Our message to them is very clear. You should go to Afghanistan, give up violence, and join the political mainstream in Afghanistan. And we are squeezing space on Taliban and Haqqanis, and we will continue to squeeze space on them because we care for whatever U.S. tells us. We want to work together with the United States to stabilize Afghanistan, to eliminate terrorism. And we believe working together between Pakistan and United States, work together would be most beneficial. Pakistan wants to see peace in Afghanistan more than any other country, because it is us who suffer from the instability there than anyone else.
Ambassador, why would the U.S. then, do you believe they're making these things up or creating these concerns out of nowhere, out of the thin air? Do you think that there's some basis for the U.S. government to be concerned about possible Pakistan involvement in some of these issues?
Well, I don't know on what basis these reports, this assessment has been made, but I am telling you what we have done in the last couple of years is phenomenal. We have been successful in reversing the tide of terrorism. We have eliminated all safe havens and hideouts from tribal areas. Every inch of that territory is now secured. Political mainstreaming is now being envisaged for that whole area. The terrorists are on the run, and we are now conducting intelligence-based operation to sniff them out of the urban centers from where they may be hiding. Safe havens have actually emerged in eastern Afghanistan, from which attacks are being mounted against Pakistan. So my sense is that the feeling in Pakistan is that perhaps we are being scapegoated for the lack of success in Afghanistan.
By the U.S.?
By whoever.
But lack of success by the U.S. mission in Afghanistan.
No, it's a collective lack of success, because it is not only U.S. mission in Afghanistan. I think it's a collective lack of success, because there is NATO, there is every country is responsible for that. So therefore, we need to work together. We need to have better intelligence sharing. we need to have better contact. In fact, we need more contacts now than we needed in the past, because we need to finish up what we started together, i.e. eliminate safe havens, terrorism, and stabilize Afghanistan. I think that part we need to do.
More of this conversation with Pakistan's ambassador to the U.S., Azeez Chowdhury, coming up soon. J.J. Green, WTOP News.